Huge loss for the Congress party. Luis Inio Falero, a congressman of 40 years, has quit the party. He's written to Sonia Gandhi. He says the Congress is not the same party for which we fought.
Goa needs a credible alternative. Our enemy is BJP. Our goal is to defeat these divisive forces. I'm going to fight.
Another blow to the Congress, the exit of former Goa Chief Minister Luis Inio Falero. The 70-year-old Congress veteran who resigned today as a Congress MLA gave strong indications he's heading for the TMC.
Among all the four Congresses which I have just mentioned to you, it is Mamta who have given a tough fight to Narendra Modi and their juggernaut. Mamta formula has won. She has been able to stand. She is a street fighter.
The latest setback deepens the Congress decline in Goa. 2 years ago, 10 of its 15 MLAs quit and joined the BJP. Rushing to fill in the vacuum is not just the Aam Aadmi Party, but also now the Trinamool Congress, which has stationed its leader Derek O'Brien in Goa to drive its expansion. The Congress, which just a month ago lost Sushmita Dev, a veteran from Assam to the Trinamool, tried to put a brave face to it.
People who don't have the patience or the perseverance or the strength to face the might of this government are free to choose whatever they want to choose.
The ruling BJP is watching from the fences.
I don't think we should be responding much or be looking much at this very seriously, because this is between the Congress and the TMC.
In a letter to interim Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Luis Inio Falero has explained his decision. He says the local leadership of the party has abandoned the principles of Indira Gandhi, Rajiv Gandhi, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. Luis Inio Falero is a Goa veteran who, if he joins the TMC, will help that party expand its footprint in the state. And his knowledge of the Northeast and especially Tripura makes him perfectly fit into the TMC scheme of things. In Mumbai with camera person Praveen G. Rohit, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
All right, another disastrous setback for the Congress party over there. We are joined by Tulio D'Souza, spokesperson of the Goa Congress, Biswajit Deb, the Trinamool spokesperson, and Valmiki Naik, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, another party looking to make its mark in Goa. Tulio D'Souza, the letter written by Mr. Falero, perhaps one of the saddest, where he says this is not the same party and that he's had to quit this because it's essentially finished. How would you respond?
See, Vishnu, Mr. Luis Inio Falero has been a senior leader of the party in Goa. He has been the chief minister of the state twice. He has also been the state PCC chief on two occasions. He has also been the AICC general secretary in charge of the Northeast state. So Mr. Falero knows the Congress party very well, and he knows the entire party setup. In fact, it is quite surprising that today he came out with this statement that the party is not going as per the principles and stated objectives of all the leaders, like from Mrs. Gandhi to Rajiv Gandhi and to Mrs. Sonia Gandhi and Rahulji. So what we feel is that probably there was another game plan by either the parties that he's seeking to support, or he himself had other intentions in mind.
No, obviously, there was another game plan, but this game plan wouldn't have worked had he chosen to remain in the Congress. But let me go across to Biswajit Deb. Mr. Deb, it's now just a formality, right? What role do you expect Mr. Falero to have in your party? He has a certain role also in Tripura, for example, where he's had a real, he's worked very closely with the Congress in the Northeast. And now, obviously, he's a veteran Goa leader as well. Is this how you're going to make your mark in Goa after Tripura?
Well, he's a very senior leader of the All India Congress Committee. There's no doubt about it. And he was the chief minister twice in Goa. And he has categorically mentioned that Mamata Banerjee is the symbol of woman empowerment in India. And she is fighting the divisive forces. She is fighting the autocratic forces. She is the face against the fight against the autocratic and divisive forces. And people have full faith and
so
trust.
So what role will he have in the TMC, sir?
Goa,
Mr. Deb,
Goa needs
what role will he have in your party?
Yes.
What role will he have in your
party? Obviously, he will lead the party in Goa. Obviously, he will lead the party in Goa. And he has also mentioned that he is sick and tired of Congress. Congress, he has suffered silently in Congress, and he will not allow the Goans to suffer more. So he will lead the Trinamool Congress in Goa. And he is also a very experienced politician so far as Northeast India is concerned. He has got a wide experience in Northeast politics. He has been in charge of Tripura, Mizoram, Meghalaya, and all the Northeastern states.
Mr. Mr. Dev, half a second. Tullio D'Souza wants to come in.
I would like to know he was personally
there are other leaders, or he was speaking for the people of Goa who were suffering.
Because if he was speaking for the people of Goa that were suffering, we would like to know how much of this suffering he has ventilated within the party forum in the last 4.5 years.
Sir, the fact of the matter is that he is gone from your party. Whether he's ventilated for people of Goa or he's vented for himself, he's gone.
Keeping himself aloof from the party.
All right, both of you, half a second. I want to go across to Valmiki Nayak, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party in Goa. Valmiki Nayak, how do you see the entry of Mr. Falero into the Trinamool Congress? Go ahead.
Vishnu, this is not a surprising development at all. Nobody is stunned because this is just another development in that saga of the betrayal of people of Goa by the Congress party, which started in 2017. The people of Goa made Congress party the single largest party in the general elections of 2017. But for some inexplicable reason, Congress was not able to form the government and Goans got a BJP government instead. The Congress party basically sold the mandate that Goans had given to them to the BJP. And not only did it sell the mandate, it provided after-sales service as well. If you remember, they sold one MLA to the BJP in 2017, two in 2018, and then at a wholesale rate, they sold 10 MLAs in one go to the BJP in 2019.
So this is just another Congress MLA.
I can tell you if I come in at this.
There is nothing to worry about because today the Goans have a very clear and single alternative in the form of Aam Aadmi Party. They are regretting that they did not give AAP a chance in 2017.
No, but Mr. D'Souza, this is very problematic. Mr. Falero has today hit out at Digvijay Singh, saying that he handed the BJP the platter in 2017.
But how does that help now when this matter is 4.5 years old?
So it clearly doesn't help. No, that's the point. You've lost him.
And Mr. Falero himself was the PCC president in charge of electing a CLP leader and taking a claim to form the government. He failed in this
matter. But Mr. Luisino Falero is also not the most innocent person. He has been involved in these type of politics since the 1990s. And if you remember, being the AICC General Secretary of the Northeast, a Congress president of a Northeast state accused Mr. Falero of trying to dislodge top leaders of the Congress in the Northeast and hobnobbing with BJP leaders. So
I'll
we cannot
to
completely
next,
absolve Mr. Luisino Falero as being upset with just the Congress. He has his own agenda to fulfill as well.
Mr. Deb, go ahead. Last word to you. Yes.
Yes, he's 40 years. 40 years he has served the Indian National Congress. And now he has realized that Congress is not the alternative to BJP. It is only the Trinamool Congress under the leadership of Mamata Banerjee, who can really fight this autocratic BJP, this divisive politics of BJP. And that is why he has decided that Goans will be safe only under the leadership of Mamata Banerjee. And Goans seriously need Mamata Banerjee to lead Goa. Mr. Filario, with his experience, will do the needful. We are sure about it.
The electoral fray in the state, to say that they are going to not only leave the party and win the elections, then the mood of the electorate in the state is that the Congress party should form the next government. And in the past, when Mr. Falero was the people of Goa does not believe.
Vishwajit Deb, are you talking to other Congress leaders as well? Mr. Deb, are you talking to other Congress leaders in Goa also?
The people of Goa, they do not believe. They do not believe the leaders. in Congress in Goa. The reason is they have already...
All right, look, I need to wrap this up. I'm completely out of time. But here are three opposition parties who say they're all committed in the fight against the BJP, but three opposition parties fighting against each other, at least in the context of Goa. I need to wrap this up. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for being with us. A couple of questions which were raised on Coup on my previous debate, which was on Amazon. There is Nidhi who's written in saying, is Amazon somewhere really exploiting our economic freedom? Kiran Dahal writes in, why do people consider this company a threat to indigenous entrepreneurship, economic freedom and our culture? So a couple of questions on that first debate on a day in which Panchajanya has come out with a blurb about an article that they're going to come out in their new magazine. They are the RSS Journal, criticizing Amazon and its practices in India. Out of time, we'll take this short break. Stay tuned.